Lucy Roffey, Central Goldfields Shire CEO. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Am I allowed to mention the Bombers this week?
You can certainly talk up the Bombers. You know, I was thinking of you when I was watching. I thought, oh, Lucy will be happy. No question about that. Gee, that was a good performance.
It was a fantastic performance. Bombers and then the Boomers as well, I have to say. That was my other favourite match last week.
Yes.
The Boomers played well.
You and me too. Andrew Gaze crying on TV. I was lucky enough to work with Andrew, and he is just a wonderful human being. And just to see the raw emotion, it was bloody terrific, wasn't it?
It was. And it's just, I think, what we all needed at the moment. With another lockdown and everything else going on, great sport, I think, really put a lot of smiles to people's faces.
Yep, exactly. All right, we're out of time now, Lucy, but listen, thanks very much anyway.
Hey, Lucy, I've heard you've got somewhere new to play in your downtime, the Skate and Scooter Park.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say skateboarding was another highlight at the Olympics, wasn't it? And we're going to have a fantastic skate park in Maryborough, and thanks to the Avoca District Cooperative Limited and the Community Bank of Avoca, Maryborough and St Arnold, they've given us $40,000 towards that project. So we're really pleased to receive that funding boost, and also thanks to the Maryborough Lions Club, who've been helpful in securing that grant.
Just going back to the Olympics, there was the first bit of skateboarding. I don't know where they just had to do a few little routines. It was as boring as bat, you know what. But the freestyle one, that young lad from Australia, jeepers creepers, that was just extraordinary.
It is. It's amazing what they do, and our skate park will be great because it's got something for everybody. So, you know, kids can start young and do some of the easier stuff, and then get to do some of those bigger tricks at the harder end of the park. So we're looking forward to building it and getting some kids up there and future Olympians from Maryborough.
So that's the good news. The bad news: Energy Breakthrough cancelled.
Yeah, Energy Breakthrough, we were really hoping to put on the event this year, and we've been working hard all year to try and make it COVID safe, but it's just too complex, you know, trying to keep everyone safe. The number of volunteers involved, the number of COVID marshals, we just found that it was going to be too difficult. And probably one of our biggest concerns was, even if we were able to plan a safe event, it can be cancelled at the last minute.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is work with some of the schools and perhaps do some smaller regional hub events at schools where they can be on campus. And we'll see how we can at least get some of the kids sort of out and about doing some of that at the end of the year. But the big event, unfortunately, can't go ahead this year.
I suppose looking on the bright side, they've got an extra year to go for next year's event, so they got double planning time.
Well, we do, and we received a funding boost from the government last year. So we're spending a fair bit of that at the moment on upgrading all the technology around the site, and then we'll also be able to update some of the other infrastructure. So it gives us more time to do that really well, and it'll make it a bigger and better event next year.
There's an update to the community paper coming out. What's in that?
Yeah, look, we're doing our winter edition, and it's full of all sorts of news on our projects. So we've got a lot of fantastic projects going on at the moment. It also provides updates on activities and things specifically in each of the towns. So just asking people to look out for it in their letterbox. And but if they can't find it or it's disappeared, then they can pick it up from our customer service centre, our visitor information centre, the Goldfields Family Centre, and actually at the MDHS Community Hub Vaccination Centre. So there are copies around if they don't turn up at home. But full of lots of news and hopefully a good read for people and find out what's going on with council.
Yeah, and you can read it online as well, of course, at your website too. So
that's true.
Yes.
Definitely get it online as well. Thanks. Uh-huh.
Hey, Lucy, have a great week. Thanks for that. And we shall talk to you same time, same bat channel next week.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Good on you, Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Gold.